everyone. It's Angela Stevens with the podcast Refocus with Angela. I am so excited to introduce you to our guest today because you're going to learn so much and you're going to learn a lot of valuable lessons. I've had such a blast talking to this guest before, so let me not wait 1 minute longer, but let me introduce you to Dr. Anthony Kellum. He is the president of Kellum Mortgage. He is a real estate entrepreneur and he is an author. He's got so much that he does. I can't wait to jump in. So first of all, Tony, that's what we go by. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's awesome. Thank you so much, Angela.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So first of all, Tony, you know, real estate in this market, right, has had its ups and downs. Tell us, first of all, because I want to jump into your background, but what's the market like right now? I mean, is it thriving? Is it tough? What is the market right now?
Well, that's a great question. So the market is driving, still moving forward. It is tough right now. Rates are higher. Underwriting is a little more tighter. But, you know, people are buying homes every day and moving in properties every day. It's just a little more tougher, right? The bottleneck is a little tighter, but the market is wide open and it's a healthy market.
Right. Absolutely. In this market, I've been reading and we all hear it on the television as well, but younger individuals trying to get that house almost seems out of reach. What advice would you give to those younger, you know, maybe out right out of college or in college that, you know, are in an apartment and hope to get there someday? What advice would you give for them?
I would suggest that demographic just work on savings and not getting so layered in debt and have a plan to just put so much money away for their down payment and keep a healthy eye on their credit. Those are the two things. Make sure they're paying their bills on time every month. That's important. And make sure they're putting money away. And also, there is this misconception that you have to put 20% down. So a lot of young people feel like, oh, that's just impossible to come up with that kind of money based on my salary. But you can put down as low as 3%, 5%. There are even some down payment assistance programs that can help with down payment. So just, you know, gain some knowledge. And just focus on savings and watch your overall debt and your spending. Those are the two things.
You know, that's a great piece of advice. When you talk about saving, what is the best way to save? Is it to put it in CDs or is it to go into a money market for a young adult now is what I'm talking about. If they, you know, we've had a few episodes on here and I've asked people different ideas. So what would you say to someone about what's the best way to save?
Well, yeah, I would think it's personal, what people are comfortable with. It could just be a regular savings account at the bank. You know, CDs right now are paying 5.5% money market. But I would just say just have a mindset of putting money away, not where the money's going, because you're not trying to risk the capital in the stock market. You know, invest in Bitcoin. You're not trying to, this is not risk capital, right? This is opportunity capital. So put it into a bank account is fine.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Just establish a pattern of saving, whatever that is. Pay yourself first and just put that money away.
I think that's fantastic advice. We've had a couple of episodes on here and that is the main theme. So thank you for that. But you've had quite the journey. And I'd love to hear a little bit about your journey and also, you know, being in real estate, it can be up and down, right? Commission sales. I don't know how you could label that, but I remember out of college, I wasn't making money, but I took a job in commission sales and I was even a single mom and I was taking a commission sales job. I would not recommend that again, but you got to have that inner drive, right? I was a single mom. So you got to have that reason to get out of bed and talk to us about, you know, your challenges of, you know, when you haven't been able to focus or you haven't been able to, you know, do well in your market. Can you share some of those experiences with us?
Yeah, of course. I think we all, in whatever discipline that we focus on in our careers, we've had challenges, we've had ups and downs, and it's just a part of life. I have children. And I tell the grown children now, but hey, it's, you know, life isn't easy and you know, what doesn't kill you, make you stronger. You mentioned you were a single mom. For me, I was a very young parent, got married very young in college, first semester, had my daughter. So those are, I think I was 19. So by the time I was 19, 20, I had two kids. Could have been 18 right out of high school, first semester in college. But whatever that challenge is, and the irony of that, that's what kind of I drew on my passion from that. And I liked real estate, and my dad kind of was an engineer, and he moonlighted as a landlord. And that was my entry into the mortgage business. And like you said, it's been ups and downs. It's great years. I've made millions and millions of dollars. And I've also lost millions of dollars. I've lost money overnight. So I've been in the big house, the little house. I've been feeling good about myself, bad about myself. And, you know, I tell people I have, you know, one skill, one talent. And I've always been in a real estate market. I've never deviated from it. I've never pivoted. And my dad used to say, you know, things come back around. Grass always look greener on the other side. But yeah, I've had my fair share of ups and downs in this market. I love it. I love helping people. I love putting people in houses. And I love what I do. I feel like it's a valuable thing. And I'm excited about it to this day. You know, I still love getting up, getting dressed, going to work, and trying to put somebody in the house. Absolutely.
That's awesome. And you're based out of where?
So we have an office in Detroit, Michigan. Well, actually, Roseville, Michigan is a metro suburb right outside of Detroit. And I have an office in Atlanta, Georgia.
Awesome. You know, it's interesting because we were talking about bouncing back, and many people may or may not know this story about us, but with our company, we got involved in an email phishing scam, and it was right before COVID, and we lost $25,000. The company was overseas, and they held our product basically in hostage. We had no help. We went to the FBI, IC3.com. We did all of that. But we didn't get any help at that point. And I looked at my staff, and they were really worried. You know, they were concerned about it. And I looked at them and I said, listen, we lost 25,000. We didn't lose 25 million. And I said, if I feel this company's going to go where I believe it will go, it's just a minor bump in the road. So don't worry about it. Let's move forward. And we've never looked back since then. And it was so interesting. Someone heard about it at Amazon and they wrote an article about it. So it's stuff like that, right? It's like if you as the leader, right, are not going to carry the spirit of encouragement, it's not there, right? And so have you ever had those experiences where you've had to bounce back from anything?
Yeah, I mean, you just called me a basketball. I've just been bouncing around. Yeah, yeah. Like I mentioned earlier, life is tough and you just got to be resilient. And sometimes you got to start over. Sometimes you have to figure out technology changes. Things that are hot changes, and you have to evolve and adjust and reinvent yourself and reinvent your marketing. For me, when I made most of my success was television commercials and newspaper articles and TV shows. Well, now social media is a big part of that. And so I had to evolve in that space, which I'm still trying to evolve. You know, reaching our customers are different than they were 10 years ago, 5 years ago. So you have to adjust and embrace these changes and evolve. And I credit having kids because they're good with the iPhone or Samsung or whatever you use, good with technology. So you got to come up to speed and learn, you know, learn on the spot and be able to change and pivot. You've had, I can't imagine what you went through, but we've had, companies go out of business, like Countrywide went out of business. I was on my way to a closing the day that Countrywide went out of business, had to pivot, find a different lender. I mean, when the market dropped, when it was a calamity, it just drops. So you gotta figure it out, pick up the pieces and figure out how to survive. Yeah. And I used to tell people I had 6,000 business cards, you know, all around real estate, but you have to figure that out. So it's all attitude, as you mentioned, yeah. And always looking at the glass half full as opposed to half empty. Mm-hmm. And just every day you get a shot to do your best and meet that demand.
Yeah. You know, and for us, before COVID hit, when COVID hit, are you ready for this? We got an email from Amazon and we were fulfilling by Amazon. And they sent us, we had 36 products, and they said, your products are no longer an essential item. Therefore, you have to ship them out overnight yourself. We knew nothing about shipping and UPS and FedEx and packaging and weights. And I mean, it was overwhelming. But you know what we did? We learned it And now we have our own full drop shipping station. So you turn the bad to good, you know, and I think you and I share that spirit together of really resilience and making it through, you know, and I think that there's got to be a drive inside of you of what makes you want to do that. Talk to us about your everyday life. So I always say, you know, when people come into their office, whether they're at their home office or their corporate office, they come in, you know, for their morning. Do you have any tricks or tips that you do in the morning or afternoon or at the end of the day that helps you focus for that next day or helps you focus that day? Because a lot of times we hear people that will be that just not focused during the day and they kind of get in a little bit of a lull. What do you do? Because believe me, I know in sales, especially, you know, making that extra phone call, right? Sometimes it's just not in you, right? So what do you do that helps you focus?
Well, that's a good question. I think for me, it's changed and that has evolved too. And I don't know in my older age, but whoever's listened to this, is whatever works for them. But I like to get up in the morning. I get up early and I like to putz around. So and you mentioned Amazon, but what's the guy, Amazon guy, Jeff Bezos?
Yes.
He does the same thing. So I felt validated by him. Yeah. But when I get up in the morning, I putz around. Like I get my cup of coffee. I may read an article. I may meditate a little bit. I may walk around the house. You know, I just kind of, it helps me with that nervous energy, helps me plan my day. And I just feel that time is for me. So that's what I do. I go downstairs. Sometimes I grab a book. Sometimes I turn on the news. Sometimes I grab my phone. But I have my cup of coffee. Now it's tea because I'm drinking too much coffee. And I just putz around. I just, you know.
I love it.
And yeah. I try to start my meetings, depending on what I got going, at 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11, depending on what I have going on. Then I'm ready for them. I'm powered up. Get my workout in. I smoke cigars. That's one of the ways I do decompress.
Is that bad? I think that's bad for you, isn't it? Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
My husband does it. So, yeah, there you go. But it is his way. It's his way of really stopping and getting a moment.
Yeah, it's my way of clearing the chatter and focusing, right? I used to get up at the night before. I would plan my day and write it out, my Franken planner we talked about, and have my scheduled appointments.
We, by the way, if anyone's listening to this, Tony mentioned to me that he was a Franklin planner user, and I was telling him about our calendars that we have on our website. And I said, I think I still have my binder for Franklin planner. So we went through the whole course. It was a big deal at that time.
Yeah, it was. I was walking around in my meetings, put my pen out and take my notes and plan my day. And then over the years, I kind of got away from it because I would dream about what I had to do the next day because I'm planning my day at night. So I just wasn't getting good rest. It was in my subconscious. I think I was tired. But I just work at my own beat and speed. And I can't say I have a formula. It's what, you know, when you're young and you want to be successful, you read all these business books and, you know, guys getting up at 5 o'clock, they run by 4:30 in the morning. They do this, they do that. I don't know how true that is. And there may be a sense of that. I just think whatever works with people. Me, I set my meetings at a certain time. It's, you know, like this call, we set at 2 o'clock. When I hit the road, my realtors, builders, community leaders, and then I take some time to handle my paperwork and admin stuff. So I just don't get overworked up and I don't overstress and I just don't worry about things anymore. You know, I like being prompt. I like being on time. I just say for me, I putz around in the morning a little bit. And so does Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, there you go. I have two more questions for you. And one of those, because I just feel like you might know the answer to this, because we have people that will write into us and ask about, you know, certain questions. And I think this one is really great for you. But we have people that, you know, on this market, we have everyone from CEOs to executives to educators to, we have the chief medical officer of WebMD, the top ADHD psychiatrist. So we've got a really diverse group of people. But the thing, we did get a question and it said, I'm a business owner and I worry constantly and I'm trying to figure out how to put the worry at rest. And I just wanted to ask you that.
Well, that's a great question. And I hope they like my answer. I hope this is helpful. I just don't care anymore, like about worrying about things that are out of my control. And that's the first step. It's like you have to look at where you are and how many tough situations you've been in that you've gotten out of. Overall, if you look at different areas of our life, we've all been stressed, had trauma, different things in our lives, but we've gotten through it. And you will get through this. So these are things that are outside of your control. And you just focus on what I do. I just focus on what I control. And yes, there's disappointment. And yes, there's things that happen. But I just do the best I can do. I show up and I do the best I can do. And I don't worry about it from there. And it always works. It work out. Like people are like, hey, interest rates are going up. What are you going to do? COVID. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to work through the process, plan through the process, do the best I can do. Of course, lean on God for that wisdom. I'm a spiritual guy.
Your faith, absolutely. Me too.
To sit and worry about something that's out of your control, what for? That's like looking for a job and just looking at the phone, waiting for somebody to call you. Just, you know, someone, your mom call you, just, mom, I got to go. I'm waiting on a call. You hang up. You just got to. You just got to live your life.
I'm going to throw something back at you. Remember the BlackBerry?
I do. Okay.
I was always like, I'm going to miss a phone call. I'm going to miss phone. And my mom was like, what about the BlackBerry? I go, oh, it's so expensive. It's $500. And she goes, but you wouldn't have to be glued to your seat. And I went, wow. And that was, I look back and I laugh at those times, right? But it's changed. It's technology, you know? And, you know, somebody, I had a friend of mine, he was a coach, and he said to me, one time I ran into him and he said, how you doing? And I said, oh, my life is so crazy. And this was several years back. And I said, I'm so stressed. Da, 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 da. And he said, only if you let it be. Only if you let your life be stressful. We create their stress, because what's that saying, you know, what I fear I create. So yeah, so I think those are great answers, you know, for her. So thank you for that, and we'll pass that along. Lastly, I have a big question. So we're all not perfect, we're all human, right? So when, if it's one of those days and you're going to a meeting or you're going to present or make a deal, but you're just not yourself, you're kind of outside of yourself, you're just kind of not you, what is the music or the genre or the song that you listen to in your car that gives you game on?
Well, two things I do, and I recommend this. I always smile, a big smile before I go into meetings or in my car, or I'm stressed about something or car. I have a call, I'm doing a presentation. I always smile, breathe, and I smile. And smiling actually changes things. For the people who are looking right now, that's kind of low, smile, do a big smile. Come on, go with your smile. Just get that big smile in there. It changes your mindset. Musically, though, I used to love listening to hip hop or jazz, maybe Jay-Z to get me going. But now I'm my old age.
Me too. I think we went to the same class or something. I don't know.
But I listen to classical now, and I'm not an expert. I just started listening to it. And there's a sense of calming that I experience. I feel calm. I feel slower. I feel more present. And there's just something to it. And I can't tell you about this orchestra or that symphony, but I do listen to it and I enjoy it. That's what I, when I was listening to more hype music, I'm driving faster. I may get my meeting a little more aggressive than who I'm meeting. I'm ready to go. And they may not be up to speed yet. But whatever you listen to, just make sure you smile, slow down, and just take it in. Just breathe and smile, and then go from there.
Take a moment and refocus.
Yep.
So, well, first of all, Dr. Anthony Kellum, first of all, thank you so much for being on our show today. I, you know, for anyone that's never met you, Tony is a guy that once you start talking to him, you feel like you've known him forever. And he's just got such a great presence about him and his personality and his he's just a great overall person. So I'm so grateful that we had you on our podcast today. So thank you so much. And look for him. We're going to be having him on our career podcast. So check us out. But again, thank you so much. I graciously appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Angela, for having me. This was an honor and I was glad to do it. Thank you so much and enjoy. Have a wonderful day.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Refocus the Creative Office. If you haven't checked out our new designed academic calendars, you've got to check them out. Students are loving them. We've got them in bookstores all over and many retailers, but we've only got so many. So check them out at time2refocus.com. They were actually designed by the input from college students nationwide. And also, if you're looking for an annual calendar, those are coming out very soon. Email us at info@time2refocus.com and let us know that you want to be added to our mailing list. And we'll let you know so that when you can pre-order those annual calendars coming soon. But no matter what you're going through, don't forget to stop, take a moment, and refocus. Have a great week.